A trip to the greenhouse, nursery, flower shop, or even the supermarket proves that the word fashion doesn't have to refer to the latest styles in clothing, but also to what's botanically hot and what's not. And the hottest thing in plants right now seems to be succulents, with choices going far beyond the familiar hens and chicks and aloe vera. I'm talking about houseplants, garden plants, residents of patio pots, and borders who live in flower borders. Just about anywhere a plant can grow, or anywhere you can buy that plant, I bet you'll find a large assortment of succulents. And there's a good reason for their popularity. They are part of a huge botanical family, and like any large family, there are all kinds of personalities and physical attributes that surface when everybody gets together. Sizes, shapes, colors, textures, blooms, even fragrances are tremendously varied. But no matter the differences, one characteristic seems to be standard for all attending this botanical family reunion. In order to survive and remain healthy, all succulents have water-storing, fleshy tissues in their stems, leaves, or roots. This is what allows the plants to withstand long periods of drought. And thus, this is why succulents seem to do so well in hot, dry climates with near-desert conditions. And that's why we who live on the high and dry plains seem to take them in and try to give them good homes. But there's where failures often begin. Because many succulents look like a cactus, we often place them in hot, sunny areas, thinking they'll like it. And some succulents do, but others literally cook in the heat and sunshine, their tender, water-filled tissues boiling down to dried husks. On the other side of the flower pot, many of us don't believe that a green, soft, smooth, and tender succulent with the shape of a fully formed rose wants to be in a hot, dry area. So we give it a drink to keep it plump and moist, and that's the beginning of a trip to the compost pile, as we literally drown it with too much water that ultimately rots the roots. When you decide to embark on the succulent trail, be warned that they can be habit-forming because of their diversity. They can stand tall and upright, splay out in all directions, sit like little lumps and bumps in a flower pot, burst into bloom at the drop of a hat, bristle at the slightest touch, or slowly creep and crawl in shallow bowls, or drip and droop from hanging baskets. Before you take any of these adorable botanicals home, do some homework about what it is you are buying, what conditions it requires to live a healthy life, whether it can survive our zone 5 and 6 winters, or whether it is going to be an in-house resident year-round. After you've made your decisions and adopted a succulent or a dozen, be ready to give it generalized good growing conditions. The great majority of succulents, including cacti of all kinds, needs high light levels, warmth, and good ventilation. Since there are so many types of plants from so many different areas of the world that fall into the succulent category, go to garden books, the internet, or a reputable plant person to learn more about the care, feeding, and keeping of your new members of the family. Next week, I'll tell you about a wondrous place in Southern California that specializes in some unusual residents of the botanical world, and many of them are succulents.